This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. In a text message to supporters, Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris announced she has selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. In her message, she said Tim is a battle-tested leader who has an incredible track record of getting things done for Minnesota families. I know that he will bring the same principled leadership to our campaign and to the office of the vice president. Harris is expected to appear with Walz at a rally in Pennsylvania Tuesday evening. U.S. President Joe Biden met with his national security team Monday and spoke with the King of Jordan to defuse heightened tensions in the Middle East after a pair of high-profile assassinations. Israel's leader has warned the country will exact a heavy price if attacked by Iran or its proxies in the region. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
Tensions are running high throughout the Levant, with Israel facing threats from Iran and along its northern border, as its forces try to quash Hamas in Gaza after nearly 10 months of conflict. And in Washington, President Joe Biden is attempting to cool things down after last week's assassinations of two top anti-Israel figures.
The White House said over the weekend that it is committed to a hostage release and ceasefire deal that has so far been elusive, but emphasized that Washington stands ready to respond and has surged military resources to the region.
Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Bangladesh's president has dissolved parliament, clearing the way for new elections to replace the longtime prime minister who resigned and fled the country. As the country waited for a new government to emerge, a key student leader said protesters wanted Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus to head an interim government. The U.S. issued a new travel advisory for Bangladesh on Tuesday, asking its citizens not to travel to the country, quote, due to civil unrest, crime, and terrorism. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's Olympic athletes are doing more than aiming for golds. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma has more.
For Ukrainian hurdler Anna Rejukova, each stride on the Paris Olympic track will have meaning far beyond the time she clocks. Her competitions are no longer strictly an individual battle, but war on a different front. Her goals, not just gold, but also to rivet global attention on her country's fight for survival against Russia. You're not doing it for yourself anymore, she says. Winning a gold just for yourself, being a champion, realizing your ambitions, it's inappropriate. But the broader war is making it increasingly difficult for Ukraine, once a post-Soviet sports power, to get those headline-capturing medals, an Associated Press analysis has found. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. stocks are bouncing back and calm is returning to Wall Street after Japan's market soared earlier Tuesday to claw back losses from its worst day since 1987. The S&P 500 was rallying by 1.2% and on track to beat a brutal three-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 364 points and the NASDAQ Composite was up 0.8%. Several factors have been behind the recent swoon for markets, including fears about a slowing U.S. economy. Some technical reasons may also have accelerated the movements for markets worldwide. Nigerian officials have said they will treat the flying of foreign flags as a treasonable offense after Russian flags were waved at anti-government protests in the country's north. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
It's the reason some tailors who made such flags have been detained, the state's secret police have said. The Department of State Services wrote in a post on social media that it had also detained some of the tailors' sponsors without elaborating. The Russian embassy in Nigeria denied any involvement.
Within the sovereignty of Nigeria.
Nigeria's chief of defense staff, General Christopher Musa, described the flying of foreign flags during anti-government protests as totally unacceptable.
That is a treasonable offense, and it will be viewed and treated as such.
Security experts said many protesters believe Nigeria's cost of living crisis is the result of reforms dictated to President Bola Tinubu by Western institutions such as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank.
David Doyle from Reuters. The trial of a Polish man accused of punching Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen in the shoulder in June has begun, with Frederiksen not expected to appear in court. She suffered a minor whiplash injury when a man assaulted her in central Copenhagen on June 7th and canceled her schedule for the next few days. Local media say the 39-year-old defendant has pleaded not guilty. The Polish man said in court he was intoxicated by alcohol but not drunk and was just wandering around when he saw Frederiksen. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.